Continues the Gemara Daf Tesvov Amud Beis, the third line from the top, before the end of the parak. Tani, we learned in the Brayse as follows. Kotche amizbeach moitzines eroylen mi kotche berek habayis. Oh, Tony, Tezvov Amud Beis, the third line from the top. Tony, Kotche HaMizbeach Moitzin Eseroyla Mikotche Berek HaBayis. That means, if you need Kotche Mizbeach, animals for the Karbonos, and you don't have enough animals, you can be Moitzi, that which is Roy, let's say you have Tamimim, animals Tamimim, in the Kotche Mizbeach, in Kotche Berek HaBayis, I mean, you can take those animals that are in Kotche Berek HaBayis, and utilize them for Kotche Mizbeach. That's called Ma'alim B'Kodesh. Kotche Berek HaBayis is a lower level of Kedusha than Kotche Mizbeach. So Ma'alim B'Kodesh, of course you can do. Just the opposite, you can't. Ein Maridin. However, Zok the Braisa, Ein Kotche Berek HaBayis, Moitzin Yisroelim, Kotche Mizbeach. You can't take Kotche Berek HaBayis that you need and utilize them for Kotche Mizbeach. If you have things in Kotche Mizbeach that you are Makdish, even if, let's say, it's a Balmum, and you want to now sell it in order to use it for Kotche Berek HaBayis, that's lowering the Kedusha. That's Moiridin B'Kedusha. The Goyin over here has a Girsa, and likewise, Loi Kotche Berek HaBayis, Mi Kotche Berek HaBayis. In Kotche Berek HaBayis itself, there are different levels. That means you can have something that is meant for Kedusha's Berek HaBayis of the Heichel. You can utilize it for Kedusha's Berek HaBayis of a lower level, like the Azorah or the Mizbechos. And the Biskrov is a shtick on this, Machlokes Rambam Ravid, Al Kaponim, this would be the same levels of Ma'alim B'Kodesh, Ve'em Ha'Gidin, in Berek HaBayis itself, it would also be applicable. Zog Frek de Gemara, V'otaninon, our Mishnah said, Kli Shem Motzoi Boi Tzoich LeBerek HaBayis, Minichin Oysoi, if you have a utensil that's meant for Berek HaBayis, you leave it for Berek HaBayis, whatever is utilized for Berek HaBayis. Vashar, and something that does not have a tzoich for Berek HaBayis, it seems to imply that you can that if there's no tzorich for Berek HaBayis, it's sold and used for Berek HaBayis. It seems to imply that it cannot be used for Kotche Mizbeach. Cannot go up. We just said that you're always going to be Milan. So Gemara, no, that doesn't mean to exclude that it can be used for Kotche Mizbeach. Omer Rav Chizkia, Kenim Asnisin. This you have to learn the Mishnah. Lelishkas Berek HaBayis, meaning it doesn't mean something that has a tzorich for Berek HaBayis and only that can be used, and everything else is sold for Berek HaBayis. No, something that has a tzarech for Berek HaBayis or for tzarech Mizbeach is used. And if not, then the rest is sold and used for Berek HaBayis. But inclusive in what could be used for Berek HaBayis is what could be used for Kotche Mizbeach, because Ma'alim HaKodesh, so it doesn't come to exclude that Berek HaBayis could be used for Kotche Mizbeach.
What's the Berek HaBayis animal? What do they do with these behemoths, Berek HaBayis?
A Berek HaBayis animal, let's say you have an animal that's a Tamimim, Makdish Tamimim Berek HaBayis, you're over Be'ese. So really could be used for Kotche Mizbeach. It's an animal. If an animal without a blemish, without a mum, could be used for Kotche Mizbeach. So that is what the Brayse is saying, that Kotche Berek HaBayis is Ma'alim B'Kodesh, you can use for Kotche Mizbeach. But the opposite, Kotche Mizbeach, to utilize for Kotche Berek HaBayis, let's say you have a balmum in Mizbeach, you want to sell it now and utilize it for Kotche Berek HaBayis, that you can't. You have to sell it and use it for oilers, for Kotche Mizbeach only. Hadin loch pelk eile hain hamamunim, hadin loch pelk eile hain hamamunim, hadin loch pelk eile hain hamamunim. Zog the next perek. Perek Shishi, the sixth perek. Halacha Aleph. Shloisha Oso Shoifres. There were 13 Shoifres. A Shoifres is a Kupa of Tzedaka, a collection Kupa. Now, if you look in the Lashon of the Korban Eida on the right, Shloisha Shoifres, Tevis Tzoras Milmalo. They were narrow on the top, like a Shoifer, where you place your mouth. Vilchovis Milmato. And at the bottom is where the wide part was. Akumas gain shofar b'nei shagamoyim. Because of ramoyim, shelo yitnu yodon l'toicha l'haras kilu noistim l'toicha. They put their hands in as if they're donating. V'yitnu, and while they're seemingly donating, they're taking mitoichon. Come on, fast, lomi yud gimel shofar, yud gimel shchones, v'ezim melka minichon. That's the reason why it's a shofar, tzor milamalo. Shloishas Hashayfros, Shloishas Shulchanos. It's like there were 13 tables. And we're going to explain soon what the purpose was. Shloishas Hishtachavoyos. There were 13 times that they bowed down when you entered the Beis HaMikdash. Certain spots. Shloishas Hishtachavoyos Hoi HaMikdash. Zogt Gemara in this last memra that there were 13 places. Shabesim Gamliel, the Shabesim Abchananis Ganakanim, Hoi Mishtachim Ba'abasrei. They used to bow down 14 places. V'heichon hoiso yisera. Where was this additional ishtachavoya that they bowed down? Now bowing down doesn't mean bowing down your head. It means pishut yodayim v'raglayim, straight flat on the floor, like they did in the Beis HaMikdash. V'heichon hoiso, where was this? Where was this yisera dik ishtachavoya? So k'mo k'nega diro etzim. So we'll see soon, there's different shittas. If the diro etzim is specifically the place where the oren was nignas, but right now we're going with the assumption that there was a special deer, a lishka, that over there you had all the eitzim that you needed for the mizbeach. And over there they bowed down. Why? She came as service be yodim avisein, she shoma oren nignas. The oren was nignas after the bais rishon. So over there it was nignas, so over there they bowed down. There was a shtachavoya there because of the cover of the oren. Zogt gemara meise, bekoyen echod, shoy misasek, meaning, a kohen a balmum cannot do avoida, but he could be misasik in the eitzim to see if there's any spoiled or rotten eitzim that cannot be used for the mizbeach. So that's not an avoida. So over there, while he was looking at the eitzim and working over there, so he suddenly realized he saw one of the tiles of the ritzbah was raised. That means it was tampered with. It was opened, exposed, and something was nignaz over there. So he realized over here it seems like it was tampered. The iron might have been nignaz over here. He went and he told his friends that what? That look at this emin that's mishuna. But he didn't have a chance to tell them yet. He didn't have a chance to finish what he wanted to say. He was nifta because it's supposed to remain hidden. And he tried to reveal it. He was nifta.
They knew where it was, we said. They dabbled on over there.
They knew that they didn't. He knew exactly. He saw the balata. He saw the tile that was raised. But he didn't have a chance to tell the others yet. Now they knew for sure that the Oren is Gonus over there in the Dira Eitzim. Exactly which spot, they didn't verify. He was lifted before he was able to show them. Zog the Gemara. It's supposed to say hidden. That's supposed to be revealed. Zog the Gemara, Tony. We learned in the Braise as follows. Hashoyf Rezalolu. These coopers, akumis hoyu. Tzoros milamalim v'chofetim milamata, like we explained, mimpiach amoyin, so it shouldn't appear like they are donating, and in essence, they're taking. Zogti mo toni b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. We learned in the Braisa, ha'oroin golo imohen. Oh, it went with them to Bovel. Ha'oroin golo imohen le'bovel. Meaning, our Mishnah said, there's a different sheet in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that the oren was what? It was nignaz. Where? But the dira ate him. No, the Oren went to Bovel with the Golos after the Bais Rishon. My timer, where does he know this from? So state in a posuk in Melachim. The posuk describes how Nevuas Yishayahu to Chizkiyahu Melech about Golos Bovel. So he told him that hine yomim boim, there's going to be a time that everything is going to be removed from the Beis HaMikdash. You'll come to Bovel. Lo yivoseh dover oma Hashem. So it says over there that all the things that were in the Bais will be lo yivoseh dover. So what does it mean, lo yivoseh dover? So Gemara ain't dover, elo shadibrois l'soichoi. That means it's a remez.
Where was Bovel? In Iraq?
Iraq, yeah, in Babylonia. Bovel. So ain't dover. Dover is what? The place where the dibrois will asaychay, lashon of davar, dibrois. So he's misnabe that not just you will go to Bovel, but also the dibrois also. That means the oren. So that's not like our mission that says that oren was nignas. Different shita. So Gemara v'chenu Omer, I'll bring you another pasuk that says ulechuvas hashon hashalach hamelach nebuchadnezzar vayivieu bovelo im kleichem das beis Hashem. It says it went to Bovel with kleichem das. Ezu kleichem das beis Hashem zeh oren. Like we know, the Torah calls it Hanechmodim Mipoz Umirovza, about the Torah. It's referred to in Tehillim. The Torah is referred to in Tehillim Hanechmodim Mizov Mipoz Rov. So Klei Chemdes Beis Hashem is referring to what? To the Oren, where the Torah is. Zog du Mara. Tony Rabbi Rabbi Loi. It's one guess. Or Rabbi Shimon Lakish Oimer. That what? That's like Sheet in the Mishnah. That it wasn't taken to Bavel, but rather Bim Koimoy or Nignas. That's the Sheet of our Mishnah. Now the question is where? That itself is a Machlokes. Here it seems to imply not by the Dira Eitzim, Bim Koimoy. Bim Koimoy means in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the three Sheetas. Was the Oren Nignas in Kodesh HaKadoshim? Was the Oren Nignas in the Dira Eitzim? Or was the Oren taken to Bavel? Zog Dimal bring a right to the Sheetah that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Nignas. Hado Dixiv says a Pasuk. The Pasuk is in Melachim. Vayarichu Abadim, Vayarichu Roshi Abadim ala Kodesh, al pnei advir, v'layiro achutzo. It says, and the end of the Pasuk is, that it says, Vayu Shom Adayim Azeh. Meaning, when it says Adayim Azeh, it means that's where it remained. So it was Nignaz Le'olam, Vayarichu Abadim, Vayarichu Roshi Abadim ala Kodesh, al pnei advir, v'layiro achutzo. The Badim were seen. What do you mean they were seen? Zog the Gemara, Ksiv Vayarichu. The Rosh Abadim were seen. V'at amret v'lo yiro, and then it says v'lo yiro achutzo. How is it seen and not seen? Elo nirin v'lo nirin. You can see it out of the parochus, but it's not seen. How does that mean? Bolton v'yotzin kishnei dade o isho. You're able to see the badim, but the ma'aseh it wasn't really seen. It was just sticking out. Hakoponim. This is the raya to the shita that it was nignaz b'mkoymoi. Zog gemar v'rabbonon amri. Meaning rabbonon that say that it was neither Lebovel nor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather where it was Nignaz in the Dira Eitzim, the Rabbonon Amri, that's the third sheet, like our Mishnah. Belishkas Dira Eitzim or Yoron Gonuz. It was Gonuz in the Dira Eitzim. Zog Demora, like the following Maisa. Similar Maisa like in the Mishnah. Maisa Bekoy Nechad Balmum. Again, like we said, a Balmum cannot do Ravoida, but he could be Oisik in the choosing of the making sure that the Eitzim don't have rotten Eitzim. He was looking and going searching through the Eitzim to make sure none of them are molded. He realized again one of the stones, one of the balatas, one of the ritzbas is different. So Bava Omel Chavera, meaning was tampered with, so to speak, it was nignaz over there. Bava Omel Chavera went. He had a chance to tell his friends, Boy Reis, a Ritzba Azois, Shimishtana, look at this Ritzba, it's different than the other ones, Bichav Yisrael. But like his big Ligma Sadovar, he didn't have a chance to show, Achiyotze Nishmosoi. The Yodu be Yichud, and he knew for sure, Sheshoma Oren Gonus, and that's where the Oren is Gonus, and that's the 14th Stachavoya. Zogma Tony, Rabbi Ishiya learned in the Braisa that, you know how he died, this Koyin? Hikishaleo, meaning Bekurnus. He took a cornice, and he took a hacker, an axe, and he started to bang it to see if it's hollow or if something is in there. Well, he wanted to straighten it out. A fire emanated and burnt him up alive, and that's how he was nifta.
Were there two mices like this?
Yeah, two mices. Two mices. One in the Mishnah, one in the Baisa. Now, we know that it says in the Pasuk, Tzien Sere Techash. Tzien Sere Techash means that it was totally plowed. Now, if this is referring to Churban Bayis Rishon, then it wouldn't make sense that the floor remained the exact same floor, and Oren was Nignaz after Bayis Rishon, and the floor is the exact same floor, and there's one balata that's off, if Tzien Sere Techash was flattened.
After the first
Bayis Mikdash. So some learn that Tzien Sere Techash is going after Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni, that's when Tzion saw the Techash. So in the end of by Churban Bayis Rishon, Lo'olam, the floor remained. And there was one area that was different. And that was in the Dira Eitzim. That's according to this Maisa. And Tzion saw the Techash is referring to Bayis Sheni. Zog the Gemara. Oh, the Gemara is going to discuss now the two Aroinis. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly the Machlokes, if there was one Aron or there were two Aroinis. That's going to be this discussion. Zog the Gemara. Tony, we learned in the Braise as follows. Reb Yehuda ben Lakish Omar. Shtei Aroinus Yomachan Yisrael Bamidbar. There were two Aroinus that went with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas Rishonis. And he went to receive Luchas Shniyos. Now, Klal Yisrael had Luchas Shleimos and Luchas Shvugos. Right? Shivrei Luchas Munochim Ba'ogen also. The Luchas itself, the Torah, and the Shivre Luchas. Now, they had Shivre Luchas. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the Machloikas Tanoim over here. Where were those Shivre Luchas? Were they in the same Oren as the Luchas Shniyos? Or was there a separate Oren for the Luchas Shvurois? Zogma Tony Rabbi Yehuda Ben Lakish Omar. Shtei Aronis Yemalchim Yisrael B'Midbar. There were two Aronis that went with Yisrael in the Midbar. Echa Choyse Ateira Nisuna B'Seicha. One of them was what? Where the Luchas Abris, the Torah was in. The Echa Choyse Shivrei Luchas Nisuna B'Seicha. And another Oren that had the Shivrei Luchas. Zeh Choyse Ateira Nisuna B'Seicha. The Oren that had the Torah itself in it. Hoya Munach Boyal Moed. That did not go together with Klal Yisrael in time of battle. That remained in Oil Moed. Hado Dechsiv. And that's what it says in the Milchama. The Mapilim, they wanted to go to Eitz Yisrael after the Chet of the Merakim. They said, let's go. So what does it say over there? It says, Va'aron Bris Hashem U'Moshe Lo'im Moshe Mikerav HaMachne. So that's a raya that the Oren HaBris that went with them, the Milchama. So over there, it did not go with them because if it would have gone with them, the Ma'pilim would have taken that Oren. It says in the Pasuk, Va'aron Bris Hashem U'Moshe Lo'im Moshe Mikerav HaMachne. It did not travel with them.
Who would have taken it, you said?
The Mapilim. The Mapilim wanted to go to Eitz Yisrael after the Chetam Ragnim. It says, the Ebesha wants us to go. And not be 40 years in the Midbar. So it says, V'orim b'ris Hashem ha-Moshe, loy Moshe mekerav ha-Machna. They did not go. Because it's a battle. It's a battle cry. You have to go to Eitz Yisrael by force. So it says clearly over here to Raya that there was another Oren that would have gone to Melchama. But this was an illegal battle. So it did not go with them. So the Torah is made. The Oren that usually traveled b'shas b'chama did not go with them. But we see al kaponim that there were two aroinus. One that remained in where? In the oil moed. And one that would have that went with them in the melchomas. But not by the melchoma of the mapilim. Because the Torah says, v'olam b'riz Hashem loy moshu. Zog the Gemara. Zeh shehoyo shivrei luchos nesun b'soichoy. Like we said, with two aroinus according to this. The one that carried the Shivrei Luchos, that one traveled with them. Wherever the Nesius in the Midbar was, and sometimes it went together with them, L'Mechama too. The Rabbanon Amri, that no, it did not travel with them. Meaning, they said it weren't Bechlal to Aronis. There was only one Oren, and that one Oren housed the Shivrei Luchos and the Luchos side by side. Oren Echad Oyo. There was one organ. Upamachas Yotzibi may Eli Venishba. And only one time it traveled in the time of Eli, like it describes in the Novi, and it was taken beyond a plishtim. But usually it would not be removed, it would stay in one place. But that one organ had in it, Luchas and Shivrei Luchas. The person can want to bring a raya from here that if you have a Sefer Torah that's possible, are you allowed to store it in the Oren Kodesh together with the Sefer Torah that are not possible? We bring a raya from here. The shita that says there was one Oren that had luchas and shivrei luchas. Shivrei luchas is similar to Sefer Torah Pasul. And we see shivrei luchas were the same as the other one. Now, others say it's not a raya because it's a tanai bezde. It's like a hasno that you make that a Sefer Torah Pasul can remain here too. So we have a machlokes over here clearly. Two shitas. Rabbanan said it was one Oren that carried luchas and shivrei luchas. And the first sheet is that no, it was two aroinus. One with Shivrim, Shivrei Luchas, and one with the Luchas itself. I'll bring you a raya from the Pasuk to the Chachomim that says that there was one Oren that housed both. Why? Because the only time the Oren went with them was Bimei Eli when it was captured by the Plishtim. Mashma, that was one unique time. Mashma, all other times, the Oren remained and it did not travel with Muhammad because it wasn't an Oren that went with Muhammad because the Oren stayed in one place. Except for that one time when it was captured by the Plishtim. Like it says over there in the Pasuk, Oy lonu miyatzelenu miyad elokim v'adirim o'ele. Is mashma, Mila deloy chamoin min yoymehoin. This was a sight that wasn't usually seen. That suddenly they saw the Oren, Bris Hashem. The Oren did not go with their Mechomas. There's one exception. So Mela the Pasuk points it out that they saw the Oren, Bris Hashem. Is mashma, there was one Oren that did not travel with them except for this Maisa. Zogma Chomas Yehle Gabidim and Lokish. The first Shita was Gabidim and Lokish. Gabidim and Lokish Shita was that there were two Aroinus. I'll bring a riot to that Pasuk. From a Pasuk to them. That it was Taka two Aroinus and one Bimuchoma and one remained in the oil moed. It says when Shaul fought the Plishtim, Vayoyim Shaul la'achya hagisha oren elokim. Now he said, bring the oren elokim. Zok the Gemara, what do you mean bring the oren elokim? At this time period, Valoy oren bekias yorim hoyo. How did Shaul tell Achya to bring the oren elokim? The oren was for 20 years, wasn't kias yorim. So we see Akoponim that there were two aroinos, meaning he wasn't referring to the oren that had the shivrei luchos. Elamai, there were two aroinos. There was one that went with Melchama, and was one that remained in his place. And he said to bring the one that remained in his place. Ma'avdon le'rabbonon. What are Rabbonon going to say that there are only one? So what do you mean? How are you going to say that bring us the oren? What do you mean bring the oren? The oren wasn't in kias yorim. Zok demora hagisha la'atzitz. It's not referring to the oren. It's referring to another very important item. They had a pouch. They had an oren. They kept the tzitz in there. But not the oren of the Bris Hashem. And that's what he meant. Hagish alaya oren. The reason was because he wanted to ask the Urim V'tumim about the Melchama. So you need to wear the tzitz. You need to wear the tzitz in order that or you need to have the tzitz at least in front of you in order to be able...
Was it an oren?
It was also in a similar oren, but not in Yena oren. Not in that oren. But the Olam, they learned it was Taka, only one Oren. Zok Gemara, Krom Esiel, Rabbi Yudah Malokish, an additional Raya we bring from a Pasuk to Rabbi Yudah Malokish that were two Aroinus. Zok Gemara, it says, by Uri Achiti, when he told Dovra Melech, Ha Oren v'Yisrael v'Yehuda Yoshim Basukois. It says over there that the Oren, Klal Yisrael and Yehuda, are Basukois. Now, he said, that's why I can't go home back to my wife. If the Oren has not been koyim with Besukos, how can I go back to my abode? Zok the Maud after Zayin Omed Aleph. What do you mean it was Besukos? V'aloy Oren b'tzion oyo. Dovra Melech already placed it in Tzion. So how could Uyah say it's in Sukos? Must be that there were taka two Aroinus. There was an Oren that went by Muhammad, and there was another one that's in Tzion. So what are Rabbanu going to answer? This is right to read him in Lokish. Zok the Maud after Rabbanu. What are Rabbanu going to explain? It seemingly applies over here that there were taka two Aroinus. Zok the Gemara, no, Sukkos doesn't mean a place, but rather Sukkos means Schach Shu Kekirui Sha'adayin LeNivne Beis Abchira. It was in a place that was covered like with a Schach. It was before the Beis Mikdash was built, so it wasn't yet in a Kavua in the Bayis. So rather it was in a hut, so to speak, and that's what it means Sukkos. Sukkos doesn't mean a place Sukkos, but Ataka means Betzion under a Schach. But La'olam, there was only one Oren, and Mele, it's not a clear raya to the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda Malkish that there were two Aroinus.
Tzion is in the Beis HaMikdash.
Tzion is in Yerushalayim, right? Not in Sukkos. Now the Gemara says, Sukkos is Taka Tzion. It just means Schach. But the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet, so they had it like in a hut, which is called Sukkos, which had Schach on top of it. We'll stop over here by the top of Tezayin Omed Aleph. Yeah.